WTAW News time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Before the end of the summer, the first phase of the Boomville Heritage Park will be completed. Brazos County Commissioners recently approved a resolution of support for a flag plaza that will display the six flags of Texas. Mervin Peters of the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says the flagpole should be delivered by July 15th. The first phase also includes a small amphitheater called a council ring.
It'll seat about 60 seventh grade age students. And of course, adults could sit there as well if there was a group.
Also on the site, which is in front of the Boonville Cemetery, is an authentic replica of a twin sister cannon that was used in the Battle of San Jacinto, which led to Texas gaining its independence from Mexico. A pavilion will be built for the cannon in the style of the cabin that's on the grounds, which was built in 1856. The life of Aggie John David Crow was celebrated at Reed Arena yesterday.
The host of the program, Will Johnson of 12th Man Production, summarized his interviews and observations of Texas A&M's first Heisman Trophy winner who died last week.
So often people of John David Crow's stature put their fame first. He chose faith, family, and friends. And that's what made John David Crow a success in life.
Lynn Hickey, who Crow recruited as women's head basketball coach and assistant athletic director, said it was God's plan for Jackie Sherrill to bring Crow back as an administrator who would become a champion for women's athletics.
But honestly, who better to help this culture change? Someone every Aggie respected, someone that everyone would listen to, and someone who would stand his ground.
You can hear the entire program on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Abbott has signed legislation that increases penalties for nursing homes. Senate Bill 304 was written by Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner.
It has to do with nursing homes that are not maintaining the standards that they need to and are putting those seniors, our parents and grandparents that are residing in nursing homes, at risk of abuse and neglect.
It was nicknamed a three strikes bill because the state will automatically revoke nursing home licenses after three significant violations over a period of 24 months. There's opposition among Republicans in Congress about whether to continue a federal bank for American industry doing business overseas that are unable to get financing from the private sector. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supported the Export-Import Bank until officials refused to implement mandated reforms.
I think the culture is so broken and corrupt that it's got to die.
Flores says XM, whose charter ends next Tuesday, is not needed if Congress reforms other areas related to foreign trade. Pink Alliance, the Brazos Valley's advocate for breast health and cancer support, is hosting their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon this fall.
Last night, Pink Alliance held a special reception to announce this year's Surviving and Thriving guest speaker.
We announce that Joan London is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October the 8th, 11:30 a.m. at the Hilton Conference Center. We are so excited.
Patricia Gerling, Pink Alliance president, says award-winning journalist and motivational speaker Joan London has used her own breast cancer diagnosis as an opportunity to help others over the last year. For sponsorship information and reservations to this year's luncheon, visit survivingandthriving.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, Don't let your veins become a pain.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Abundant sunshine for the area. There's the threat of isolated thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's going to be warm, 90 to 95 today. Clear weather tonight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so is the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, more sunshine, rather warm. Temperatures ranging from 90 to 95 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 8:12. You know, we try to do things for our guests. I mean, actually, Mayor Barry requested trivia this morning. For the life of me, I can't even find a trivia question. It's terrible.
You used up all the trivia earlier.
I did.
You're talking
I
about
did.
Those things we can talk about in
yeah,
the break room.
Exactly. How are you today?
I'm great.
Okay, wonderful. What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, gee. I'm not a big movie goer.
Okay, all right. Well, I understand. You know, I get that. I mean, and I don't mean like in a theater. I mean, maybe even at the house, you know. No. You have a favorite TV show?
Apparently it's a really good one.
We watch series, you know.
Yeah.
We just finished, you know, the three seasons of Newsroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
Now we're in The Blacklist.
They said that's dark.
It is.
Yeah, Jackie quit watching that. She doesn't want to watch that anymore.
It's a blow 'em up.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, we've gotten hooked on British TV shows. I mean, they're just. I think they're better produced. They're certainly better written.
Because Scott thinks that American television isn't good enough.
No, I don't. There's a vast amount of it that's not good enough. But you know, it just so happened because we got Netflix, and so they're easy to find. And you know, but it is. It's kind of it's different. You got to get used to the accents. They talk funny over there. But you know, aside from that. So anyway, hey, you know what I want to talk to you about really today? First, I want to start by asking you about something that the city of Bryan is going to do, because it's great to have a city next to you and you know you do ILAs and things like that where you need to be in agreement. But they are going to look at changing their animal ordinance having to do with feral cats. Now, cats don't know where the city limits is. They
that
are
is
obviously
true.
They don't care what kind of laws you pass. But this might be an example of a situation where one city takes an action. And it may then cause changes to happen in the other city that were intended or unintended. But I mean, is this something that, I mean, obviously there are a lot of things you have to look at, but they decided they want to look at feral cats right now and how to treat them. And so they're going to have some presentations, I think, Friday on this. Give me your thoughts on animal care.
Well, first of all, we dealt with this back in 2010. And I can tell you, as mayor, no one's ever approached me about it. So I think we've solved the problem.
Okay.
And what we do is we passed a trap, neuter, and return policy.
Okay.
We trap them, we neuter them, and if there's a, because the vet's neutering them, and if there's a health problem, we deal with that, and then we release them. And the objective of our ordinance is to reduce the size of the colony and also to, you know, better the health of the colony.
Sure, sure.
So it seems to be working for us.
Okay, well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know you want to shout out for your water department. I know the people in Pebble Creek are probably not happy with the brown water they had, but, you know, that kind of stuff happens. It just does.
Yeah, we had a corrosive pipe that, you know, the leak was due for the corrosion over time, but our crews worked throughout Monday night and into Tuesday morning to repair the leaking 18-inch water line, and they were able to supply a limited amount of water during that time on a backup line and until service could be restored. And the council is really proud of our crews that they sacrificed their time to make sure the rest of us are comfortable.
Get out there and take care of that. A couple of things that y'all are looking at, I know, are some economic incentives. What can you tell us about? One is that at South College and University, that's
like over near IHOP, folks, so you understand that. And the other one is at Highway 6 in Rock Prairie. So what can you tell me about those economic development packages?
Not much, because we're going to talk about them in executive session.
Okay.
Any action we would take in public.
Okay. Right.
So I believe what we're going to be hearing is a progress report on those two developments.
Right. I know that you have citizens' boards, and people get appointed to those citizens' boards, and I know that the city is looking at changing the process a little bit. Obviously, we have people come in. You implore people to please volunteer for these
things.
You want applications for this, but what portion of that process does it look like you're going to be looking
well,
at?
The thing is, we get these applications, and some of them are just name, address, and voter registration number, and we don't know them, or an email address. And if the council knows them, then we can say, well, you know, we think this person would be good, or someone else might be better, but we get some that we don't know anything about. So we've decided what we're going to do is do a two-stage process, is that we get the applications, we'd look at them, and then we'd say, this person looks interesting, we'll bring them in for an interview, and then make a decision based on that.
Okay. Well, and again, there's some that, for instance, P&Z ends up many times being an on-ramp to people deciding to run for council.
Right.
Some are a little bit more esoteric than that, but still they need to be populated.
It's the boards that where they have kind of final authority, the Design Review Board, Zoning Board of Adjustments, P&Z, Parks.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the... where are we in the bond process right now? Because does it look like we are going to be able to put a package together that will show up on a ballot?
Well, we're going to be taking our first deep dive into the proposed bond package components. And tomorrow night we're going to be looking at the transportation, which is great needs. I mean, we could use all $60 million in roads and not deal with them all. So... And we certainly have other needs.
Yeah, and you know, and it got scored, and we know that. I had Blanche Brick was in last week, and I asked her basically the same thing. A lot of people may not understand the importance of the police headquarters scoring so highly. They're more concerned about their road or the situation that they are confronted with every day, and that's why transportation obviously is important. But have you gotten any feedback from citizens since that list came out that seemed to prioritize, at least in the committee's view, what were the most important things?
People that I've talked to that know about the bond issue. That makes it a little bit limited.
Yeah.
Seem happy with the list that the committee came up with. And it was a great committee. They really worked hard, did a super job.
Sure. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Of course, the legislature is over. They were able to pass a local bill that expanded the use of hot funds, which certainly I think one member of the legislature said, hey, this is such a good idea. Why aren't we doing this for everybody? But it ends up just being in Brazos County. But what is that going to mean as far as your view with the expanded use of the hot funds?
Well, what it means is you can't use the hot tax, that's the hotel occupancy tax. That's the tax that people who stay in our hotels pay. It's not a local tax. That we can use that for the build-out of parks, not just additions to. And so that opens up a whole world of possibilities that we could build a whole park if the park was going to be used for tournaments or a tourist attraction or...
Will this also do something to maybe allow the two cities again to act together to maybe bring larger tournaments? Because I'm
absolutely
sure Brian will look to upgrade their facilities as well.
Yeah.
And hypothetically, I would think maybe the horse is out of the barn. There may be other counties who will look at this. I think we've talked about Brazos County as an anomaly. I mean, these are fair-sized cities, but they bring in a tremendous amount of hotel revenue, and that's going to do nothing but grow. But I could certainly see that this may be a trend that the legislature will relook at the guidelines.
Well, especially when you have a legislator who says, why aren't we doing this for the state?
then they certainly may well do that. Anything else on your radar screen today that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we have We have smart irrigation workshops this week. One is scheduled for Thursday at 6 and the other Saturday at 10 a.m. And this is for designed for residential customers who have a history of high summer water bills but would like to reduce their irrigation use. And so if you want to scale back, do the right thing, and not kill your lawn, these workshops are for you. And you can learn more about it at blogcstx.gov.
You know, the first question might be, when do I need to turn my system back on? I mean, because we've gotten the deep watering that I think the water experts tell us that is good for our lawn. So we've certainly, nature took care of that for us.
They did, and I hope everyone's sprinkler system was off during this.
Yeah, really, yeah. You hate driving by seeing the sprinklers working in the rain.
Or even, you know, going by and see that the sprinkler's watering the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, so do check your sprinkler system when it's on to make sure it's working properly and... But come to the workshops.
Okay. Heaven knows if we could grow concrete, we'd be watering it, right?
Yeah.
All right.
If we could grow concrete, that would solve some problems,
It
too.
Would. That's for sure. Nancy Berry is the mayor of College Station. We talk with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's our Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency community segment. It is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
More than 147 million items are on approximately 138 miles of bookshelves at the Library of Congress. And the oldest bookcase is found at Oxford University in England. You may not need miles of bookshelves or the oldest bookcase in the world. That's why Wilton's Office Works has new bookshelves in all shapes and sizes for any space. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. When looking to buy new tires, they should meet your personal needs. The tires should hold the road in the rain and stop in a short distance. Tires are an expensive investment, so keep your air pressure right and your tires rotated. Stop in at BCS Tire Pros, let us check your air pressure, and rotate your tires for free. We also offer free coast-to-coast roadside assistance, free tire inspections, and free flat repairs. Stop in or go to bcstirepros.com. Please vote for us in Best of the Brazos. And as always, give us your keys and put your mind at ease.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The economic slowdown early this year was less severe than previously estimated, putting the U.S. on a trajectory for stronger growth later this year. Gross domestic product, the broadest sum of goods and services produced across the economy, contracted at a 0.2% rate in the first 3 months of the year. The previous estimate was that output fell 0.7. Consumer spending was stronger than previously estimated, and firms stocked up more on inventory. The Senate is getting ready to hand President Obama a major victory with final passage of fast-track authority to negotiate trade deals. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We believe there is a clear path for both TPA and TAA. To come to the president's desk.
Senate passage would boost the president's hopes for a 12-nation Pacific Rim trade agreement that includes Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, and Canada. Lawmakers also plan to vote on three other trade-related bills, one of which would extend a job retraining program for workers displaced by international trade. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's Your Money Now.
By 2025,
it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited-time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501.
TuVideo is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let TuVideo convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. TuVideo is online at tuvideo.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Is restless leg syndrome bugging you? You know, restless leg is that condition in which your legs feel extremely uncomfortable while you're sitting or lying down. It makes you feel like you need to get up and move around. Sometimes, cramping legs. Now, restless leg syndrome can begin at any age, really, and generally worsens as you get a little older. Now, women are more likely than men to develop RLS. Now, thousands of people use Activate to relieve their restless leg. It's medically proven and has no side effects. None whatsoever. And remember, it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back. Now, you can find out more about this at ActivateProducts.com. Or you can call them. It's free. 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411. ActivateProducts.com or 800-465-4411. Say what you will about some of the good things that are on television today, but nothing has ever quite recaptured the flavor of the early radio days. The radio dramas and the comedies, well, they captured people's attention and let them use their own imaginations to fill in the blanks the way television will never do. Yeah, you see, radio did not start out by aiming its programs at the kiddie audience, at least not until some smart marketing executive realized what every parent knows these days only too well, that kids shows are a wonderful way of getting an advertiser's message across. Well, back in the 1930s, it was a cereal company that put two and two together and came out with the bright idea to create a kids show to showcase their product. Yeah, the General Mills breakfast staple that started it all actually had been introduced way back in 1924, after an early dabbler in health food dropped a spoonful of gruel on a hot stove and liked the crispy result. Yeah, delicious though it may sound, this new product didn't catch on worth a hoot. No, well, not until its producer hit on the idea to create a kiddie show mixed up with another innovation, the singing commercial. Sales of the cooked gruel cereal skyrocketed. And when the company expanded on a good thing and started offering box top premiums as an additional incentive to buy, well, it's safe to say they could hardly keep the product on the shelves. Sports and adventure idols fit in naturally with the cereal that they called the Breakfast of Champions. That's right, the crispy cooked gruel that spawned today's Saturday morning advertising marathons is none other than Wheaties. And I'll bet many of the kids who first tuned in to radio's early kiddie show, well, they're still eating those Wheaties today. But what about those contests that drew such a big response from kids all over America? Well, sometimes all those box tops can really pay off, just like your mom told you they would. Like the young sportscaster from Des Moines, Iowa, who won a Wheaties contest back in 1937 and received as his prize a trip to Los Angeles and a screen test. Well, he did all right. Got himself a movie career out of it, and when that was done, well, he went on to triumph once more. Because it's a little-known fact that the young men that Wheaties sent to Hollywood went on to become our 40th president, Mr. Ronald Reagan.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
Today, a warning for anyone who wants to cut the cable bill and get movies, news, sports, and games online. Without you even knowing, you might purchase a streaming box that could cost you thousands in fines and possibly land you in court. It happened to me the other day. I often go to electronic stores and not mention my name. I do this for research, and what I uncovered the other day was astounding. Here, sitting on shelves, was a streaming gadget. Perfect for cord cutters, the salesperson announced. No monthly fees. Just buy the box, and you can get network news, local programs, the best games, sports events, and even all the movies that are still in theaters. He proudly demonstrated his technical prowess in finding whatever I wanted to watch. It was powerful. It was in HD or close to it. But there was one major problem. The service and box is illegal. If you do use such a box or service, you are opening up your life to copyright infringement lawsuits, huge fines, and plenty of hassles. So, if you see these boxes on shelves, just say no. Get the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
What can being listed with YP do for your business? Well, you're about to find out. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools I want you to use, the YP website and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month over 70 million potential new customers use the YP tools to search for businesses. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. I recommend getting the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. I want them to find you. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com, myfreeyp.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, exceptional restorative and cosmetic dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at DrReese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Four speakers represented thousands worldwide in celebrating the life of Aggie John David Crow.
We are from Texas AMC.
The singing cadets also participated in the memorial that included comments from R.C. Slocum, who talked about Crow's honesty, his toughness, his humility, and his loyalty.
I have to admit that I didn't always like what he had to say. There was never any doubt about where he stood. If it was the truth, or that what he was saying was in my best interest. In a world where it's hard to get a straight answer, and we often try to figure out what a person really means, it was refreshing to deal with John David Crow. If he told you something, you could go to the bank with it.
A close family friend and a member of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams O'Brien, recalled what Crow said about his alma mater after following Bear Bryant to Alabama as an assistant coach.
He said, I tell everybody that A&M is my true love. I want us to win everything. Alabama's a close second because of Coach Bryant. Because our son played at Alabama.
On our website at WTAW.com, you can hear yesterday's program. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two notable construction projects will reach milestones this afternoon. Topping off ceremonies, which celebrate the last piece of steel to be installed, take place at Kyle Field's new West Side and at St. Joseph Regional Health Center's new $23 million trauma unit. You're invited to the hospital's program today at 2 p.m. The front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan, located in the original Brazos County seat, continues to be transformed into an historical park. Sponsored by the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas, Vice President Mervin Peters says the first phase of Boonville Heritage Park is expected to be completed by the end of July.
At this point, we've raised right at $300,000, and whether it be financial help or professional expertise or just family heirlooms that they were looking for a home for, there's quite a bit of support and quite a bit of generosity.
Earlier this month, the Brazos County Commission unanimously adopted a resolution supporting the placement of the flags in the Six Flag Plaza, which can be seen by passing motorists, along with the restored cabin that was built in 1856. The first phase also includes a replica of a Twin Sisters cannon, which was used in the Battle of San Jacinto that led to Texas becoming a republic, and a pavilion for the cannon. The Brazos Valley's advocate for breast health and cancer support, Pink Alliance, held a speaker reveal reception last night to announce their 13th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon celebrity guest speaker.
Of Surviving and Thriving, Joan London!
Joan London, best-selling author and award-winning journalist, is coming to Bryan College Station on Thursday, October 8th for Pink Alliance's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. President Patricia Gerling says London was diagnosed with breast cancer 1 year ago.
And as a result of her triumph and her journey, she has taken the role as an advocate for women's health and nutrition.
Gerling says luncheon reservations and sponsorship opportunities are still available but limited. Visit survivingandthriving.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
$2.25 in change was all a College Station man got after entering a woman's truck Monday afternoon. According to the arrest report from a College Station policeman, he was patrolling on Park Place near Montclair and Highlands when he saw 18-year-old DeMichael Henson opening up a glove box and picking up the coins and paperwork. The money was returned to the victim. Alarms going off at a Bryan business at 1:30 in the morning on Sunday led five police officers to investigate a burglary. Two arrests were made following a foot chase from Polaris Fun Center. 17-year-old Taylor Williams and a 15-year-old are accused of trying to steal several ATVs. There's a new three strikes law in Texas. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner wrote Senate Bill 304, which increases penalties for nursing homes.
If they have significant violations three times over 24 months, that their license would be automatically revoked. That's why we call it the three strikes bill.
Schwartner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. The new law takes effect September 1st. There's division among Republicans in Congress about the future of the Export-Import Bank, which the New York Times called the lender of last resort for American exporters and their foreign customers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who once supported the bank, is now opposed to renewing its charter, which ends next Tuesday.
When I voted for XM reauthorization, that the bank would actually incorporate the reforms that Congress mandated that they incorporate. Instead, they just blew us all.
Flores also says numbers published by the Houston Chronicle that XM has allowed 1,500 businesses in Texas to generate $3 billion are inflated. Flores says the bank is not needed if there's tax reform, litigation reform, immigration reform, and trade agreements where both sides can compete freely and fairly. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Abundant sunshine for the area. There's the threat of isolated thunderstorms later this afternoon. It's going to be warm, 90 to 95 today. Clear weather tonight, 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow, so is the threat of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Friday, more sunshine, rather warm. Temperatures ranging from 90 to 95 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Gosh, we haven't. When's the last time Ben came in and talked to us? Has it been a while?
About a week or so.
No, it was longer than that.
Oh, that's right.
He won't come talk to me.
Oh, is that right?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, I saw him. I think he's getting to the point where he doesn't come to work until after 9, just so that we don't bother him.
He's very busy.
Well,
right
that we would be you, Scott.
Oh, okay, that's right. No, I know he is. He is. That's yeah.
He's got like a grown-up job here.
Yeah. There's too much inside baseball stuff. He is. He's very busy. I was going to call his office and see if he happened to be there because, I mean, I had important news to share with him. And
is he going to think it's important, Scott?
Doesn't matter.
This has been down.
Yeah. All right.
One of these days, he's going to answer the phone like that, and you're going to hang up on him.
I know. I probably will. Yeah, you're exactly right. Oh, so let me see. I found from the people who were giving us all those odd facts just a little while ago. Should you repair your old computer or get a new one?
Good question.
How old is old?
Right, exactly. Getting a new computer can be a hassle. That has happened in our house, and it has been a major hassle. I mean, we made the global shift, okay? We went over into the world of the Apple. Not we. She did. I did.
Yeah, because I mean, we knew you didn't.
I don't think Jobs had an XP.
No, he did. So here's some advice to help you decide, okay? Decision tree kind of thing, okay? Just because it's slow does not mean that you need a new one. If slowness is your only symptom, check if the drag is coming from your antivirus software, your task manager, your apps, or any unnecessary auto start programs, and if you should add more RAM. How old is the PC? Well, PC Magazine suggests that desktop computers should last about 4 years and laptops about 2. If you're working on something older than that, you might upgrade. Any less than that, you're likely to get an extended machine life. Oh, look who walked in the door.
Hey.
And you may not need a whole new one. You may be just fine with a key. I don't know. She did wear headphones. It's the mayor. If there's a mess, you can complain to the mayor of College Station if you'd like to do that. Okay.
I like Mayor Barry.
Okay.
What the heck did she do to her headphones?
She left a clean workspace. She just set that down. But it does come to simple math. If you're going to cost you $200 to fix your old one and a new one's $450, then make the call. Okay.
In the case of Brian Broadcasting and our recent engineering excitement, we would. Which option was the most expensive?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one we'd go with.
Good. Right. Hey, money to burn, baby.
Oh, man.
That's right, yeah. Been spending money, have you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so sad.
Yeah.
We have.
Is it one of those, it's not what they do, it's what they know kind of spendings, too?
Yes.
Yeah, those you don't like. Those are really not fun.
No, I like it. I mean, the guy's great and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. We had two sets of wires. Now, I'm going to try to get this. By wires, I mean coax.
Okay, big, down to our
big,
level.
Big, long, 550-foot pieces of coax.
Okay.
Absolutely critical that they be the same length.
Okay.
The whole purpose of them is to have this set over here be 520 feet and this set of coaxes over here be 360 feet.
Okay.
Paid extra for a precision manufacturing coax company.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
One of the 520 feet ones is 525 feet. One of the 360 foot ones is 395 feet.
Are we talking to somebody?
Well, we will, but what are you going to do? I mean, we've already got them buried and in the ground.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, what do you do about that?
Oh. Didn't anybody ever tell you you measure twice and bury once?
To tell you the truth, this error is so unusual. We didn't even roll that stuff out in the field and measure because, you know, these guys are, are the, you know, the pros from Dover. So our consulting engineer is down here. If you've been listening to The Zone lately on 1150, I'm sorry. Anyway.
or haven't been.
Or been trying to listen to The Zone lately. So we got the consultant down here, the man who invented radio, and he's just shaking his head like we are. Now, he has what's called a network analyzer with him. And you can plug that sucker in. You can onto one end of a wire, and it'll say, "You have a kink in your wire at 327 feet. It's an impedance bump, but we'll call it a kink for
you." Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
And your wire has a 50 ohm termination at 620 feet. I mean, it does all that stuff, and it will measure the wire from one end. You hook it up to one end, and it will tell you. This wire is 300, well, it says it in meters, but it tells you this wire is 360 feet long. This wire is longer.
and you're figuring that the company who cut these probably has something similar to that. Isn't that fair?
They could do what we ask them to do with a tape measure. They don't need one of those.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They could do like we do at Lowe's and just count the tiles on the floor.
Do
that
here
would
to yonder.
Work.
Right, here to yonder is
here
all
to there is
about.
All they want.
And actually, if it's 5 feet more, that's a pretty percentage-wise, that's
well,
a pretty big error.
One of them's 35.
Yeah.
Actually, to make it even worse, it's 35 feet short. So well, you can't even get the wire stretcher. I mean, you can't
Hi, this
cut
is
it
Levi
off.
Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time for the ride of your life. Get a 2015 Nissan Rogue for 0% for 60 months, plus $500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268.
Check out WC Tractor in Navasota, Brenham, and their new Bryan store now open.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by Hillary from iHouse. Explain the program to us.
Okay, so it's for international students who come, and most of them are actual students at A&M, and they mostly come not knowing anyone, and they don't really have anything. So a lot of times it's just a place for community, so they come and they meet other international students and Americans and get to make new friends and meet new people.
And you also load them up with stuff.
We do. So every year before school starts, they can come and we have iMarket where they can get stuff for free because they have nothing most of the time.
Limited funds.
Yes. And they also don't have ways to transport stuff. So a lot of the stuff that they need is big things like couches and desks and tables. And they don't have trucks. They get all this stuff for free, and then we help them transport it to their house, too.
Which is just a great service for people coming to America who left their family and their friends behind in another country. Maybe they don't have a car. Maybe they don't even know which stores here sell food. And I know that's hard for us to imagine or wrap our brains around, but it happens all the time. So this just offers a little helping hand. I mean,
they do
have that limited access to everything, really. And so this is a great service. So if someone is listening and say they've got bigger items, they've got beds or dressers or TV stands or what have you, they can donate them.
That's right. Yes. We have 2 days that we're picking up stuff this summer. So it's Mondays and Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. We have somebody who can come and pick stuff up and then we keep it. Get it ready to prepare for the market.
So you will come to them?
Yes.
Do they need to have anything primed before you get there, or is it more just, it's in the living room, load it up?
That's all it is.
That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Where could someone go for more information?
Yeah. You can go to ihouse.aggiesforchrist.org, and it has information about what we're doing, and you can email the email on there, and they can set up when you can pick stuff up.
And then for the international students, how do they go about acquiring these things? Do they call you? Do they set up an appointment? How does that work?
So a week before the market, which is in the middle of August, they can start signing up. And so everyone has to have an appointment to come and actually get the stuff that we have for them. I think you just need an email, and you can just email us and give it to them.
This is such an easy program to get involved with. Maybe you didn't do spring cleaning. You were waiting for the summer. You were waiting for more time to get around to these things. And you got big items you want to donate, and you want to make sure they go to a good home. Maybe they stay local. Well, iHouse will do all of that and a whole lot more. So do you guys need anything else? Maybe volunteers for the loading and unloading of goods?
Well, if you're interested in helping out, you can also go to the website again, ihouse.iusforchrist.org, and you can contact us there if you wanted to help out. The other thing is, if you don't have big items, because not everyone has big items, they also need things like kitchen appliances or lamps and things like that that are kind of hard to get to.
So really anything that you enjoy in your house could be enjoyed by an international student. If you're looking to get rid of any of these items, definitely give them a call.
Exactly.
That website again, ihouse.aggiesforchrist.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
It's 8:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I called on the radio to a guy on the air in Liberty, Texas, to congratulate him on his 50th anniversary on the radio.
Awesome.
Get the heck out of here.
It's 8:51, by the way.
Bill Buchanan. How many years? Are you there at 50 yet?
No, I'm at 47.
I'm at 48.
Okay, yeah.
No, but I think his was all at the same station. Yeah. But anyway, it's like 40 at the same station. But anyway, he's been on the air 50 years.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow, that is, yeah.
Yeah, and it was actually a good show. I was listening to it online.
Really? How fun.
And what it was exactly 8:30. He reaches over to punch off whatever the interview is that he's got up next, and his daughter comes in and says, "No, Dad, don't do that. Hold on. Push the second button."
Oh, okay.
And that's when they ambushed him. So
how fun.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. 50 years?
50 on the air.
Had the station moved, or has he been driving to the same place?
I think it's the same place.
That's the one thing I can at least say. You know, I know where I'm supposed to be because they keep moving the station like three times. Mm-hmm. All right, so the reason I brought you in here, before James T. Kirk was the captain of the USS Enterprise, there was a Captain
Pike.
Christopher Pike.
Mm-hmm.
He first appeared.
Sorry, I knew that.
No. I knew that.
Oh, okay.
He appeared in The Cage. Okay, the rejected episode who was the actor, remember?
Yeah, but you ask me a name, it'll occur to me in about 3 minutes.
Yes, yeah. I know you'll get back there. Yeah. Well, anyway, so then he showed up again in The Menagerie, and I think that's where I saw him. I don't remember seeing him in The Cage necessarily. In The Menagerie, and he ends up being scarred and injured in some horrible way, right?
And in the new Star Trek with the new James Kirk, Commander Pike, or Captain Pike is there.
Well, an Indiegogo campaign is trying to change all of this now. The crowdfunding effort is to try to raise enough money to film the first 30 minutes of a 90-minute film titled Star Trek Captain Pike. According to the Indiegogo page, the movie will explore Pike's first mission in command of a starship. Will you be a part of this?
No. Please.
Do they revisit Tatooine on this one?
I don't know what that is.
Well, that's from Star Wars.
Oh.
I'm trying to wrangle him.
Oh, sorry.
And that was, without a doubt, did you read that the little kid who was Anakin Skywalker in that episode got arrested the other day?
Yeah,
of course he did.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Did you see the picture of that guy?
No.
Way over on the dark side.
Oh, really? Man.
He took it seriously, huh?
Man.
Oh, okay.
Do not get in that guy's crawl space at his house. Holy cow. Whoa.
He's not kidding.
Gosh. I am not kidding. That cute little kid that ruined Star Trek Episode 1 for everybody, Star Wars Episode 1 on Tatooine. Holy cow, he's become. And he dropped out because he said all the kids made fun of him. He would walk by and they would make saber sounds, you know, lightsaber sounds. And that snapped him.
Wow.
That's all it took. And so he quit acting and quit. And man, it looks like he may have quit doing all that, but it looked like he started meth. I mean, it just that guy. He is. Am I lying, you guys?
No.
Look.
Okay.
No.
Your lack of faith is disturbing. Yeah.